an Egyptian ball. Created by Opal Song. Once upon a time, there was a young boy who loved games named Yugi. And he had always kinda sorta dreamed of marrying a prince. It seemed like the sort of thing you did when you really liked games and puzzles and, well, he played a lot of video games and, yeah, the prince and princess was kind of the end and goal there in a lot of them. And, well, Yugi tried to imagine himself with a princess, but the only princess in his life was Anzu, and she, well, she was great, she really was, and he really liked her, but they were really good friends, and yeah. So Yugi kind of always sort of dreamed of marrying a prince, and then the pyramid puzzle box happened, and Yami happened, and the whole duel monsters thing happened, and then somehow, because I'm pretty sure this happens at canon at one point, even though I didn't watch that far, I'm pretty sure they all end up in ancient Egypt. Or possibly that was just a flashback, but in this case, somehow the puzzle box did something weird, and they actually all ended up in ancient Egypt. Yugi included. Only Yami wasn't there, he wasn't sharing a soul room, only he was, but it was odd, and Bakura said the same thing, it felt also weird, and then they found the spirit that had been in his item, and he was a thief and a real person, only they had like a soul link or something, at which point Yugi realized that Yami was going to be actually real in this ancient Egyptian world, and then he realized that Yami was the pharaoh, which in hindsight should have been really damn obvious, but well, the pharaoh. And yeah, Yami kind of claimed Yugi as his own at that point, and by extension all of his friends, and saved Bakura and his soul mirror person soulmate from being executed because of, you know, the thievery thing, but claimed Yugi as his own, and yeah, so Yugi kind of got to marry his prince. Really, he only realized that Yami was the pharaoh, even though he'd been calling him the pharaoh for years, because as a group, they snuck into the Egyptian palace there when there was a giant party, because Anzu and Joey had somehow gotten actual invitations. Somehow, they were better at talking to people. Anyway, and they all went, and then they saw the pharaoh, and yeah, apparently. They eventually got back to the real world, but, well, Yugi got to marry his prince, and they lived happily ever after. The end. Happy holidays. Thrice and once.